Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. John Piper, one of the most gifted and insightful pastors in our times, said regarding devotions, the greatest stumbling block for children in family worship is that their parents do not cherish the hour of devotions. That's right, many parents do not cherish the devotional hour. Children can feel the difference between duty and delight. In other words, children know whether or not you love meeting with God in the morning. Children know whether or not this is the most important part of the day for you. Therefore, the first and most important job of a parent is to fall in love with the worship of God, to fall in love with God, to fall in love with Jesus. You can't impart what you don't possess. Amen, somebody. Holy Father God in heaven, Lord, help all of us to love you and love spending time with you in the morning, praying to you, reading your holy word, getting our mind regulated, as the old folks used to say, that you are a mind regulator. And our minds need to be regulated. And Holy Father God, help us to love coming together in the morning for the hour of power, for real, in a real sense. And Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for the privilege and the honor and the blessing to be able to pray in the morning with our families. And we ought not to just do it for the children, but to do it because of you, because we love you first and foremost, and that we love our Savior, your Holy Son, Jesus Christ. And then, Lord, the children benefiting ought to be a byproduct of that. Lord, we individually confess our sins, our failures, and our faults unto you as Christian people. And for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive us of our sins, our failures, and our faults. Help us to be honest about our sins, our failures, our faults, our inner thoughts, our temptations. Crush and crucify our flesh afresh and anew this morning. Fill us all with the fullness and the power, the unction and the anointing, the fruit and the liberty of your Holy Spirit. Help us to walk in the power of your Holy Spirit throughout this day. Deliver us, Lord, from temptation, evil, and sin. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, to live right, to think right, to do right, to not do anything that's going to be displeasing in your sight. And Holy Father God, we have some here today in my family who are developing in their attitudes. Help them to understand that their attitude determines their altitude. And as you know, my wife apologized to me and the children for 30 years of being disobedient to you, rebellious and stubborn and not having the right kind of attitude and spirit. But when she was hit with her children starting to leave home and not having a good relationship with those children, She apologized, she repented, she changed in her demeanor. However, she's still struggling with a bad attitude. Help her to confess that as sin. Help her to repent and turn away from it and choose to be the godly example of a Christian woman in front of her children, particularly her girls, and to be obedient to your holy word and submitting to her husband and obeying her husband and doing what she is supposed to do. And Holy Father God, at the same time, Lord, I do pray that you would fill all of my children with your Holy Spirit and help them to have the right attitude and spirit as well, and to love worshiping you, Lord, not only led by me, but even when they leave and on their own. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you'll fill all of us with your Holy Spirit to do that which is right in your sight. And we pray, Lord, for the salvation, spiritual, family, financial, material, physical, life blessings, Lord, upon our family extended, all churches, all people who have gotten saved through the ministry, all pastors, all people who have rededicated their life through this ministry, all people who have emailed in for prayer. Hear and answer our prayers, Lord, and for them and for others, and have them to pray for us. We cast all care upon you, for Lord, we know that you care for us. Fill us with your peace that passeth all understanding, your joy unspeakable. And Holy Father God, we pray that you would continue to provide for our daily bread and our daily living. And we thank you, Lord, for doing that as a family for over 30 years, as a preacher called by you for nearly 40 years. And Lord, you've done it this long in so many wonderful ways. We have complete confidence that you're going to continue to do that, not only for us, but all of the families that are participating this morning, all of the single people and individuals who are participating with us this morning, and then some, those who will participate and hear this podcast around the world on demand. And Lord, we pray those blessings upon them as well. Have us, Lord, to continue to find your merciful grace and favor, not only from you through your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, but, Lord, I don't know how you do it, but you cause us also to find favor in the sight of sinful, evil, ungodly people as we are. And we pray that you would continue to have others to find favor in our sight. Now, Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, rebuke and bind the devil, his demons, and his hosts, Lord, from our families today, from our individual lives, from the minds of everyone in our family here, from the minds of Christian people in various and many other families, rather. And Lord, we pray that you'll help us to resist the devil, that he would flee from us. And Lord, we are aware that the devil is busy and the demons are running to and fro, disturbing families, disturbing the minds of individuals, of young people. And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would stop him and help us to resist the devil, that he would flee from us. Place upon us the whole armor of God. Surround us with the band of your holy angels as we go through this day. In Jesus Christ's name we do pray that you would also rebuke and bind the satanic spirit of Judas, betrayal, which is very common today. We thank you, Lord, for a young preacher who admitted that he betrayed you. Betrayed you, Lord Jesus, betrayed his church, betrayed his family. And he has shown more class and more humility than many older preachers and older preachers' wives who need to do the same thing and should have done it a long time ago. And we pray for him that he would recover from the snare of the devil. And we pray that thousands of other preachers and their wives would confess their sins and repent and understand that it is a betrayal of you when we do certain things, and a betrayal of the ministry that you've called us to. And so help, Lord, give us and the ability to, across this nation, to confess our sins and repent so that revival can come. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, please recite with me or read with me the Apostles' Creed. Do not say it if you don't believe it. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he arose again from the dead. He was seen alive by Mary Magdalene and the other women, the disciples, and over 500 other brethren. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. If you believe this, this ought to change your life. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our devotional reading from the Word of God is found in Psalm 31, verse 17 through 24. Let me not be ashamed, O Lord, for I have called upon thee. Let the wicked be ashamed, and let them be silent in the grave. Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak grievous things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous. O, how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he hath showed me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. For I said in my haste, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou heardest the voice of my supplications when I cried unto thee. O love the Lord, all ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful and plentifully rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Somebody ought to say amen to the word of God. Now, beloved, Dr. Matthew Henry wrote in his commentary, one of these days I'm going to give you a little bio of Dr. Matthew Henry, a gifted teacher of the Word of God. Many do not know his background, but they love his gift. He said regarding this passage, instead of yielding to impatience or despondency under our troubles, we should turn our thoughts to the goodness of the Lord. Amen, somebody. Why don't you do that right now? Instead of breaking down under the weight of your troubles, your problems, your enemies, your issues, we ought to think about submitting ourselves to the Lord and giving Him glory, praise, and honor, and put our minds on Him. Cast all of your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Instead of yielding to impatience or despondency under our troubles, we should turn our thoughts to the goodness of the Lord, towards those who fear and trust in Him. These come to sinners through the wondrous gift of the only begotten Son of God. One of the things that we love about Matthew Henry, no matter if it's Old Testament or New Testament, he makes a beeline to Jesus Christ. Let not any yield to unbelief or think under discouraging circumstances that they are cut off from before the eyes of the Lord. The deliverance of Christ with the destruction of his enemies ought to strengthen and comfort the hearts of believers under all their afflictions here below, that having suffered courageously with their master, they may triumphantly enter into his joy and glory. Please join me in praying for governmental officials and others across this country and around the globe. We do this based upon the Word of God found in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, which says, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, that includes presidents, prime ministers, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Holy Father God in heaven, we pray now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for President Donald Trump, a man who is not a perfect man and none of us are, that you would lead him, guide him, and direct him, that, Lord, we pray that you would give him wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and insight and discernment, help him to grow as a young baby Christian. And we pray that we pray for salvation, spiritual, family, and life blessings upon him and his family, and protection blessings around him and his family. We pray these same blessings for Vice President Mike Pence, First Lady Melania Trump, Second Lady Karen Pence, and their children. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the Director of the Domestic Policy Council, Andrew Brimberg. We pray for National Science Board Chair, Maria T. Zuber. We pray for state governors, Washington State Governor Jay Inslee, and we pray for city mayors, Louisville, Kentucky Mayor Greg Fisher, U.S. senators, all of them, but today we pray especially for Elizabeth Warren. We pray for all U.S. representatives, but today we pray for Alabama Representative Mo Brooks. We pray for all police chiefs, but today we pray for Boston, Mass. Police Chief William B. Evans. We pray these same salvation, spiritual, family, financial, life blessings upon these servants of yours, and we pray that you'll give them wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and insight in their particular positions of authority that you have granted them. We pray for Broward County, Florida, Sheriff Scott Israel, and Lord, we pray for the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Joseph Dunford, and give him wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and insight in leading our military. And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for leaders of all nations around the world as this ministry reaches into every country of the world by your grace in over 100 languages for the preaching meetings. And we pray for Brunei's Sultan and Prime Minister Hassanal Bolkiah. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ now for all church leadership across the nation and around the globe. We pray now for the leaders of the Cooperative Baptist Fellowship, Executive Coordinator Susie Paytner. We pray that you would save those who may be lost in our religious institutions who are just practicing religion. We pray that you'll revive those who are truly saved to stand for you and to stand for your word till they die. We pray now for current events around the world happening. Tragically, we pray for Christians who are being tortured, killed and held hostage by ISIS fighters in the Philippines. Comfort them as only you can. Protect them as only you can. Raise up Christians to help where they can. And we pray, Lord, for the families of the 3 dead and 30 people missing in the sinking of a tourist boat in Colombia. We pray the same blessings upon them. And we pray for the families of over 140 people killed in a tragic oil tanker explosion in Pakistan. People are still recovering from that. Comfort them and help them as only you can. And Lord, in all of these tragedies, Lord, use Christians as soul winners in these areas to point people to Jesus. Lord, revive us again as Christians. And revive us especially in the area of soul winning and witnessing and passing out gospel literature, doing anything and everything that we can to witness to those who are lost. Now, Lord, we pray for the safety, protection, provision, and deliverance for the Syrian people who continue to suffer in the middle of a civil war. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and we pray for persecuted Christians around the world, that you would comfort them, guide them, and give them grace as they face difficult times. And Lord, prepare us for our day. In fact, Lord, as you know, prepare us, as you know, I pray this pretty regularly. And Lord, I pray that you prepare Christians and Christian families across this country and around the globe, Lord, for life, for death, for the rapture, and for tragedy in our own lives. And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that you would give us grace in our trying hours as well. Okay, you're going to, over here, you're going to be getting a whipping today. Straighten up. And Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the prayer requests that you have had people to send into us here at Gospel Light Society and Gospel Light House of Prayer. We pray for Dolores, have 100% of her Social Security benefits to be released and all finances that she is owed to be released as soon as possible. Provide her with her own place to live, save her children, and we pray now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for Jordan. Provide him and his family with a financial breakthrough so they can meet all obligations, including rent, food, and utilities. Have doors to open for them so they can move out of Las Vegas to a place where you will lead them. And we pray for David. Deliver Alina from all problems and be with her 11 children. And Holy Father God, we pray for Daniel. Provide for their charity and church planting ministry. And Holy Father God, we pray for Anne. Give her a financial breakthrough. We pray for Jonathan, provide him a permanent job. And we pray for Jean, help her to receive your forgiveness and not be destroyed by self-condemnation. Give her closure. And Lord, we pray for Anne, help her two sons, Solomon and Kyla, to find salvation and have your will to be done in their lives. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for Zanani. Give her healing from a divorce. Bless her financially. Provide a safe home for her and her son and a safe daycare for her son. We pray for Natasha. Help her to get her life right with you and have a better relationship with you. Show her how to get back on the right track. And Holy Father God, we commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives and in ours. We thank you for your holy word that says, ask and ye shall receive, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. We thank you for your holy word that says, you gave a parable to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint, pray without ceasing, and pray always. And so, Lord, we continue to pray for people who have trusted you as Savior through this ministry. We pray for Clem's. We pray for Isaac. We pray for John. We pray for Franz. We pray for Ogomodisi. We pray for Bobby. We pray for Shinwe. And we pray for others who are on that list. And we're just praying over a portion right now. And Lord, we pray for those who have rededicated their life to you, who have come back to you. We pray for Iber. We pray for Susan. We pray for Abua, we pray for Musisi, we pray for Samuel, we pray for Prosper, and we pray for Ishwar. And Lord, help these all to grow in the faith and stand firm in the faith and never go back into the world. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, and for his sake, Amen. Now, ladies and gentlemen, by the grace of God, we're going to have our devotional reading. The title of this devotional reading is Make Time to Pray by one of my favorite Christian writers, A.W. Tozer. He starts by asking a question to himself and to us. Am I faithful in prayer? Ask yourself that. Well, I'm busy, you say. Yes, you are busy. So was the Lord Jesus Christ. So was his servant, Martin Luther. Luther said, "In the morning I have so much work to do that I am going to have to pray longer today." Another quote has him saying, "I have so much work to do that I need to spend the first 3 hours in prayer." Somebody else said, and I'm adding this, that you can't do the work without doing the work of prayer first, and not the work of the Lord. Back to the text, he says, "Are you faithful in prayer? And do you meditate on the Word of God? How much of Scripture have you read lately? Have you read it with meditation and tenderness?" These are a few questions. You can answer them evasively, and the snow lies there. Or you can answer them honestly and see the springtime come to your heart. Put yourself in the hands of the one who loves you infinitely. If you have failed him, you will have to admit that there is a rut or snow on the meadow. Tell him so. Don't hide it. He will not turn his back in anger and say, "You disappointed me and betrayed me." Pardon me. For there is a balm in Gilead, plenty of it. The balm and healing in the blood of the Lamb will get you out of the rut. Amen, somebody. Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the privilege and the power and the peace of prayer. And we thank you for your holy word, especially, Lord, the privilege to meditate on it throughout the day, which, Lord, I am ashamed to say, I have not been that good at down through the years. But I thank you for those moments when you gave me the grace and the mind to do so. And I pray that you'll help all of us to meditate on your holy word. Help all of us to pray without ceasing. and help all of us to hide your holy word in our hearts. And Lord, help us to understand and to be honest as the preacher who is now home with you in heaven, Brother Tozer, said, and that is your holy and precious blood, your salvation, your redemption for us can get us out of the rut. Please get us out of the rut this morning and help us to pray, to seek your face, to turn from our wicked ways according to your holy word, and to humble ourselves and repent of our sins and get back to our first love by your reviving power. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, beloved, if you do not yet know our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as your Savior, may I invite you to join the Kingdom Team by just putting your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ on this beautiful Friday morning. Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, Emmanuel, God with us, said in John 3:16, in his own words, "For God so loved the world." That includes you, because you are in this world. You have the privilege of living in this world, so Jesus died for your sins, your failures, your lies, your cheating on your taxes, your rebelliousness, your meanness, your hatred. That he gave his only begotten son, his name is Jesus. Jesus was so awesome and God in the flesh that he spoke about himself. That whosoever, that means anybody at any time, believeth in him should not perish, that is, go to hell, but have everlasting life, that means go to heaven. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou you shalt be saved from sin and the punishment of sin, which is hell, and you will go to heaven to be with God forever. The Bible also says in Romans 10:9 and verse 13, that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in your heart that God hath raised him, Jesus, from the dead, you shall be saved. Saved from what? Saved from sin. Saved from the punishment of sin, which is hell. And saved from a meaningless life. Verse 13 says, for whosoever, that means anybody at any time, shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Yes, it is that simple. You do not have to join a church. You do not have to shake the preacher's hand. You do not have to shout and run around the church. You don't have to speak in tongues to be saved. Just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and pray and ask him to save you. And I'll be glad to lead you in that prayer called the Sinner's Prayer, in asking God to save your soul based upon your faith in his Son, Jesus Christ. Please pray with me right now. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase. Mean it from your heart, believing in your heart that Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who took away the sins of the world, died for your sins, was buried, and rose again. And he'll give you new life. And he'll give you a purpose to live for. And you'll be on the Kingdom Team. And when you die, you'll go to heaven to be with the Lord instead of hell and the devil and his demons. So follow me in this prayer right now and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a wicked sinner in my heart. I may not have done some things that others have done, but I sure thought about doing them. And there are things, Lord, that I have done that nobody else knows, but I know you know. I realize that I am a sinful person and that I cannot save myself. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul and forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart, the best way I know how, that Jesus Christ died for my sins, was buried, and rose again, so that I could be saved from the punishment that I deserve. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past and to follow you in the new life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and for his sake, amen. Glory be to God. Beloved, if you just trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior and you pray that prayer and meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, you are now saved from sin and hell. You have a new direction in life, and you're on your way to heaven. Welcome to the kingdom team. Welcome to the family of God in a very real sense. I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life, and that is simply believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Until next time, my beloved, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer. The truth.
Like you.